The world at play. At play.
And you've never seen anything like this.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The World at Play. This is Andy Lawson, back with a roundup of everything that you need to know from the world of sport. Now, before the end of the episode this time, we'll find out what's to come in the next few days with the Sporting Diary. And we're actually going to take an extended look at the news. If you are into your sport, you will know that there is plenty happening just at the moment. And we'll start with football, where we take a look to France first of all. Paris Saint-Germain striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic has apologised for an outburst after saying that France does not deserve PSG. Ibrahimovic's outburst came in the tunnel following his side's 3-2 Ligue 1 defeat to Bordeaux on Sunday. Manchester City drew at Burnley on Saturday. Add to that the fact that City rivals United had a big win on Sunday. And it now looks as though last season's champions City look in danger of giving up their second place in the English Premier League. As things stand, Chelsea sit currently top of the EPL. Now, cricket. The World Cup has concluded its initial stage. That means that now we are on to the quarterfinals. Today, Sri Lanka play South Africa. Bangladesh against India is tomorrow. Friday sees Pakistan play hosts Australia, while the other hosts, New Zealand, have to wait until Saturday for their quarterfinal against the West Indies. The big news from the group stages was the fact that England were the big surprise exit, although not seen by many as favourites before the tournament. As one of world cricket's major nations, the Three Lions were certainly not expected to have been mathematically out of the group stages before they'd actually concluded. England headed home after the group stages finished on Friday. To horse racing, and jockey AP McCoy went in to one of horse racing's biggest events as one of the talks of the town. The Irishman was at the Cheltenham Festival following a recent announcement he was due to retire at the end of the season. Eyes were on him, although in the end his dreams of a winning finish didn't come true as the horse Next Sensation, ridden by Tom Scudamore, took victory in the grand annual chase to ruin McCoy's Cheltenham Festival. Elsewhere, trainer Willie Mullins had a historic time, despite the fall of horse Annie Power, and Paul Nichols secured a big treble. To Formula One, we concentrated on this last week in the World at Play, and Lewis Hamilton is the winner of the first Formula One race of 2015. Last season's world champion won easily in Australia, followed in second by Nico Rosberg and Sebastian Vettel, who came in third. Fans of Formula One don't have to wait long though. The next race is at the end of March, and that is the Malaysian Grand Prix. So we've seen what's happened in sport. What about what's to come? Well, we've mentioned the fact the Cricket World Cup continues in Australia and New Zealand. This week we're seeing more European football action with the Champions League and Europa League. Tennis continues in Indian Wells in the USA. And fans of rugby union will have their eye on the Six Nations this weekend. England host France while Ireland travel to Scotland. As the final round of matches play, the tournament's still very open this time around. So that's how things are looking in the world of sport. My name's Andy Lawson, and I look forward to seeing you back here at the same time next week for more from the World at Play.